Today's daf Masechet Gittin brought to you Bivein Chomot Yerushalayim is daf Samach Zayin. And after Rav was nifter, remember yesterday they sent questions to the Beis HaMedrash, from the Beis HaMedrash of Rav to Shmuel. And they wanted to know what the halacha would be if you told two people to write a get and give it to my wife. And they went ahead and they appointed a sofer. And then the sofer wrote, and they signed. What would be the din? So he said that's a disaster. Even if she's married already, she has to go out from her second husband. But I'm not quite sure. All right. So he went through the Gemara. What was he not quite sure about? Was he not quite sure whether you could appoint someone when you only had instructions? And that would be the question of whether mili or mimsri l'shliach or not mimsri l'shliach. That couldn't have been his question, because we know for a fact, says the Gemara, that Shmuel actually paskin like Rabbi Yossi in our Gemara, that there's absolutely no way that you can appoint somebody else. So that even if you told this to the Beis Din HaKadosh of Yerushalayim, they would have to write it themselves. They can't appoint. Kol Shekein, in this case, we are told two people to do it. See, that couldn't have been his question. So what might have been his question? What I said, this question might have been whether there ever was an intention that they had to write literally the get, or whether they only had to sign the get. Says the Gemara, I'm skipping the middle part of Sharon important to us, says the Gemara, well, and if that were the case, if they indeed only had to sign, and they did sign, but they still wouldn't be able to appoint, how could they appoint if Bili lo mimsur mashliach? And that got us into the problem that we're talking about today, which is that since, if we interpret his statement as meaning, his instructions as meaning, you must sign, and that's all you must do is sign, then by definition he doesn't expect the get to come floating down from the sky. So he must have meant it, whatever, however you get the get, I don't care. So therefore it's as if he's telling them, just see to it that you get the get, which includes, okay, so tell the sofer, write the get, what's the problem? Ask the Gemara, but Rabbi Yossi himself doesn't hold that. You can't hold that. But in the case where you said to go ahead and to write that, then mili ar mimsri, it's only when you didn't specifically say. That's what the Gemara is suggesting. We know that cannot be the case. Why? Because we have the curious situation where the sofer who wrote the get is also signed on the get. And one witness in addition to the sofer is signed. So we said over there that that would be kosher. And then the question is, and the reason it would be kosher is undoubtedly because if it wouldn't have been that the sofer was appointed to sign in the first place, then he would never have signed, simply because mili lo mimsur l'shliach. Because if you held, and therefore could only work out like Rabbi Yossi, because if you held, that's what we stated there openly, if you held not like Rabbi Yossi, then we wouldn't be able to accept a get like that because we'd be afraid. I mean, what is the chance the guy asked the sofer specifically to be the witness on the get? It must be that the situation was that the sofer said, would you like me to sign? And then they didn't want to, you know, admit that he owns an iPad, he's Pasolaitis, and so on. So they told him, it's okay if you sign, right? So, but he wasn't okay that he signed, because they weren't appointed to tell him that you could sign. Must be it's going like the shita that mili lo mimsur l'shliach. So how would the sofer have signed if the guy himself who asked, you're confusing yourself and therefore you're not able to listen, that the guy himself had told the sofer, write the get and sign it. Now the problem is that if you're now claiming that if Aiden can be appointed to give over mili, according to Rabbi Yossi, what good would it do? Maybe they indeed were not appointed to give over this mili. The sofer doesn't know that. And he says, should I sign? Yeah, sign. But the Baal never said, yeah, sign. So once you're opening up the door to saying that mili lo mimsur l'shliach, unless it was specifically told to, then it doesn't even help that they should be going like Rabbi Yossi. So why aren't we worried about the fact that he might have been appointed only because of embarrassment, the unwillingness to make him feel unwanted for the signature? Of course you don't understand. You've had a look of complete tmiah on your face since I opened up my mouth. That's what I said. How could you understand?
Confuse me further.
By definition. Exactly. Yeah, that's what you're looking for. Okay. Can you articulate specifically?
Yeah, very specifically.
When the guy goes into the bakery.
Say what?
Just don't ask about an LP. Sorry.
I won't look. Just get to it, man.
But it just seems that should be a problem, not a solution. In other words, the Edom are one way or another going to.
If the halacha is that you cannot give over Mili Lishliach, then that's a known fact. Nobody will sign a get unless they're appointed.
Nobody would.
Right, so fair, this is his business. He's not going to say, should I sign? Either he's told to sign by the owner or he's not. What's he asking these idiots for? What's it our business? You might as well ask the taxi driver, should I sign? But you open the door, then anything could happen. It's exactly the problem. And that's where we left it yesterday. And today we answer that Kivan, the fourth line, Kivan Damar Mar Kasher, but Lote Aseke B'Yisrael. So since, as we're going to see, we have a psak that in such an event, it would be kosher to get, but Chas V'Shalom to do such a thing in Klal Yisrael, which Chas V'Shalom, okay, we're going to see in the Gemara what the problem might be. So because of that, it's very unlikely that such a thing ever happened, that we should put someone in a position in which we will appoint the witnesses to tell two other people that they should sign, and that's very dangerous. And we'll see that the reason that that's very dangerous is that if Imru works, you are now opening your door to a horrific new problem, which is, normally we don't have to worry about forgeries on Gittin if we could check with the Sofer and so on, because the person who's going to write the get would have to be appointed by the husband. But the moment that you're saying you don't have to be appointed by the husband, what does it prevent a woman to hire a couple of goons, go to a sofer, claim that so-and-so the man ordered this get, and then, you're opening up the door to claims of forgery and so on and so forth. I mean, it's endless. Once such a thing is possible, then any husband's going to claim, I didn't do it, I don't know he got the idea, and so on.
The forgery being that it's not the husband.
Yeah, darn right, forgery. Yeah, she wanted a get, so she wrote a get, basically. Therefore, Chas V'Shalom, even though, look, I can't say that there's something innately wrong, because it's obviously you can have a shliach give over mili, but Chas V'Shalom, that you should ever do such a thing. So people are zayir. So if they're zayir, so mimela, we don't have to worry. Well, I mean, that's that case. Maybe Divalechash Dilma Amar Lula Betray Imrula Sofra Vichtova Temchatomu. Va Azlehanach Mishum Kisufa the Sofra Machmer the Sofra Badechad Minayu Ubalo Amar Hochi. I mean, that was about the case where you told witnesses, tell a Sofra to write and tell X and Y to sign. That was that case. But how about in a case where he said, tell a Sofra to write and you yourselves have to sign? So how about in that case? They might also be embarrassed, allow the sofer to sign, and the sofer would still think that it's okay. Amri, that's just as bad. That case would also be included in the psak of kosher lo ta'asehu. What we don't want is not the fact that other people could sign necessarily. At least that's what we think. And we're going to see it's not so simple. But we're not worried about only that other people will sign. We're worried about the fact that a sofer will write a get that's a forgery. So in this case also, you're saying, tell the sofer to write a get and you sign. So does that really cure the problem? Maybe they were hired by the woman to tell the sofer to write the get, and they themselves sign. So what's the difference? Well, wait a minute. That's not so partial. We're going to see later on. Hanich l'mandiyam kasher v'lo ta'aseh. That's all very nice, if indeed that's a problem. We're going to see today's daf that is a machlokes. According to the Mandi Omer, which says, kasher v'teaseh, it's not a problem. Ma'ika l'meimah. I mean, if you're claiming that according to Rabbi Yossi, Imru is kosher, then Chatam Sofer, according to that approach, should not be kosher. Because how do we know it wasn't the case of Imru, and the Sofer signed, and he signed illegally. You're right. When we said that that Mishnah can only work out a libit of Rabbi Yossi because of Chatam Sofer, it's because, of course, Rabbi Yossi does not open the door at all. Mili lo mimser, whether they were told to be mimser or not told to be mimser. It's a fundamental issue. It has nothing to do with instructions. It has to do with shlichut, not being chal on an idea. It can only be chal on things like deliveries of physical objects. But you can't give over instructions to a shliach. That's Rabbi Yossi's shita. So Rabbi Yossi tarte, he obviously wouldn't have agreed to mili, no matter whether it was assumed or whether it's a directive. But Shmuel does not paskin like Rabbi Yossi across the board. It's true that Rabbi Yossi, we saw that Shmuel paskin like Rabbi Yossi, but that was only legabe the din of the suffix of mili mimsron. That's what we said. It's tzarich Talmud, right? And so on. So he holds like Rabbi Yossi only in one thing. But as far as the question of whether the person was instructed, that he argues on Rabbi Yossi. Therefore, he now has a suffix about the issue that the Talmidim of Rav wrote him. What is his suffix? Not whether Mili is Mimser and Lashliach. In that, he paskins like Rabbi Yossi. But as stated yesterday, his suffix is, did the guy mean to appoint them to affix their John Hancock, or did he mean to appoint them to write the get? And if he only appointed them to sign, then it was as if he was telling them, and make sure that somebody writes that get for me. Since Shmuel Shitato is against Rabbi Yossi in that point, and only in that point, and he wasn't ready to say straight, I'm going to argue, I mean, you know, paskening halfway like Rabbi Yossi, halfway like that Rabbanan. So he said, I have to still think about this. I'm not sure. Okay, so now everything makes perfectly good sense. The Mishnah about Chatam Sofer is entirely Rabbi Yossi, just like the Gemara says there. The suffix over here is about Mili, but not normal Mili. It's about Mili when they were told to give over that Mili. And therefore we have to be Mit Yashef.
Sorry, Mr. Rabbi Yossi, how could he asking one way, not one part, and not the other.
Why not? Because you can choose. There's this element of the psak, and not like the Tanakhama paskins out like Rabbi Yossi. Totally, so I could certainly.
But he's in Tana.
Yes, but I can choose the psak between the Tanakhama in this issue and Rabbi Yossi in this issue. Gufa. Omer Shmuel Omer Rav Halacha Rabbi Yossi Dama Mila Lo Mimser on the Shliach. So we said that Shmuel quotes Rabbi. And at the time that Rebbe said this minor, Omar lefanav Rebbe Shimon bar Rebbe. So Rebbe Shimon, his son asks him, there's another gear, so if you're also assuming that's it, that if we read in the Mishnah, Rebbe Meir took for granted that's not the case. Chanina Ish Ono brought his message from Rebbe Akiva. I mean, everybody's disagreeing with Rebbe Yossi. Rebbe Yossi sits there like this, you know, New Englander, well, I could tell you what we said. That, I mean, why should you paskin like Rabbi Yossi? I don't understand. Mara e Rabbi Lomar halachak Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi says, just shut up, okay? Shtok b'nei shtok. Let me tell you something. You never saw Rabbi Yossi, okay? It's all very nice. You sit back there, yeah, this funny guy sits and mumbles. You know, Mole Rehito, you had seen Rabbi Yossi, you would know why I paskin like Rabbi Yossi. He never says anything without its being Nimuko Imo. He can back up every little thing that he says, and you don't argue with Rabbi Yossi. D'tanya, Isi ben Yehuda, Yamoneh Shvachan Shel Chachamim. We find that Isi ben Yehuda would say over the various madregas, the way that Talmidei Chachamim, this is an extension of Rishon Avos, this is an Avos Reb Nosson, and he said like this, Rabbi Meir is a chacham and a sofer, and is completely reliable in those issues. Rabbi Yehuda, chacham kishiyirtzeh, if he wants to, he can outdo Rabbi Meir. The thing is that it wasn't exactly, this is how Tosus learns it, the kishiyirtzeh more than Rabbi Meir was. Because Rabbi Meir was very, very fast, brilliant, right? So in order for him to argue effectively with Rabbi Meir, he would need to sit on it for a week. If he wants to invest that kind of thinking, he will be able to outthink Rabbi Meir. But, I mean, it's not when he's sitting there talking with them and he's arguing that you could assume that Rabbi Yehuda is going to outthink him, Rabbi Meir is going to run circles around him. So you have to understand it's a different midos, and that will also enable you to gauge when you should take this opinion, when you should take that opinion.
That lashon of masik is fascinating because it's also the lashon of taking from aleves, which will relate to chachma and time and process.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah. Nice. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon is basically an entire pile of walnuts. That happens to be a brilliant analysis. Brilliant analysis. Because that means that the Torah to him is so fundamentally interrelated that if you move one nut, the entire thing has to rearrange itself in order to fit that one change. So that means if he's telling you something, it means that it's backed up by the entirety of the way he structures Kara Torah Kula. Rabbi Yishmael, on the other hand, is a Chanut Miuzenet. He's got a type, he's got like an Amazon kind of storage place in his mind. You know, in Amazon, they got these little robots running around picking things down, everything goes instantly. The order comes in, it's automatically filed with the robot moves there, it goes up to that level shelf, beep, brings it out, it's on the thing, within 3 seconds, it's all done. So that Rabbi Yishmael had everything in its place. You don't go around looking for things. Each memory address is 100% clear. Rabbi Akiva is an Otzer Balloon. That's a fascinating shot, the way Rashi understands Otzer Balloon, is that what Rabbi Akiva did in his early years, having learned everything, did whatever he could to interrelate, the way everybody learns. You know, you learn a Pasuk, and then you know what the Gemara says this about the Pasuk, the Medrash says this about the Pasuk, and so on. But then after he had finished all of that, he went out to separate and define the self-consistency of each thing. So the Sifra, this is the Sifra. Not like Tosfos to ask everything from all over the place. This is the way Sifra understands things. This is the Medrash. This is the Yerushalmi. This is the Bavli. This is that. I'm not here to write a Tosfos. So, and that's Balum. Balum means it's completely sealed. Each thing is sealed in a separate chamber so that it would be worked out completely on its own.
What's the matter of coming from the Mishpat into that?
Because then you have a complete Tfisa of the thing as it is, as opposed to your interpretation of how the thing interrelates with everything else. And ultimately, the Chochma is a Nav Berosho, to see, this is what it is. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he is a Kupat HaRochlim. Now, Kupat HaRochlim is the guy who's going around, he's basically an Avon salesman, you know, and the girl stops him and says, you got any eyeshadow? Yeah, I got eyeshadow. Right? You got this particular smell? Yeah, I got this particular smell. So notice he's got tons of stuff, but he interrelates them as per request. So when you ask him something, okay, so that's when, yeah, I do have that, I do have that, I do have that. We put it together in a shopping bag, and that's what we got. Now, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is a kupasho bisamim, which is essentially the same thing, although Rashi says there's fewer choices. But, as others point out, but a kupasho bisamim has that additional value of everybody being attracted to it. So he's got things that everybody likes to hear. Mishnat Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov, he didn't learn that much and didn't have as much to say that he finished working on. But whatever he did, and maybe a little bit, it's a kav, but it's naki. It's absolutely clean of any psolet. It's totally reliable. Reb Yossi, Nimuko Imo. When he says something, he's going to be able to back it up. Rabbi Shimon is Tochen Arbe. He, like, really goes through tons and tons of material. And Motzi Kim'a. Now, that sounds like Motzi Kim'a, is that he grinds it all up, but he's got very little results. But actually, what it means is he excretes very little. That is to say, he grinds in terms of eating, and he's capable of getting rid of what should be gotten rid of. So Tana, the Bright, explains this as meaning that he's mishakeach kima, umbasha motzi and omotzi al asubin. Whatever he's excreting from his memory is garbage. And therefore, he worked out what is not meant to be part of it. And does not weigh himself down with things that he apostles. And most people say, well, there's this in the Shita, but we don't possibly like that. He doesn't talk about this in the Shita, but he's like the Rambam. This is the way it is. V'chein amar Rabbi Shimon l'talmidam. Rabbi Shimon actually would tell his talmidim, listen, I'm asking you guys, banai shenu midotai. learn well how it is that I'm giving this over to you, because midotai are trumot, mitrumot, midotav Rabbi Akiva, all the work that Rabbi Akiva did to put things clearly in their place and to get them straight. That was the first level. What I'm doing is that which emerges out of which emerged from all the work of Rabbi Akiva. So I'm giving it to you on a silver platter. Take advantage of it, unless you want to spend another few lifetimes.
This is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai?
Yeah. Gufa. Omer l'shnayim rum l'sofek. Anyway, let's get back to this thing about the lo ya'asekein b'Yisrael. I mean, what was that all about? You tell the two Edom, you say, go tell the sofer. You say, Ferish, tell the sofer v'yichtov. And then appoint X and Y. They should be the Edom. Me'ach tomo. Omer v'no merav, it's kosher. But chas v'shol. Lo te'asezo b'Yisrael. Omer l'ulu Reb Nachman, Reb Nachman, Ula, I don't understand. If it's kosher, what the heck could the problem be? Amai lo te'asezo b'Yisrael. Amalei, because Chayshin and Shemet Tiskor Edim. We are worried once we allow other people to give instructions instead of only the husband, then you can have forgeries. Maybe she'll hire Edim. I thought we're not chashish that Edim are hired. Doesn't it say Beferish Ratanya? If you have witnesses that are chatumim on a stay mek, I don't say not on a sale, or you have Edim on a get, lo chashu chachamim ledover zeh. We are not chashish that Edim can be hired to sign, not a get and not on a sale. That's true. But that's only in terms of their being caught. In other words, they're not going to do something to sign on a document. Once it's signed on a document, then, my gosh, it's filed. Somebody can come. Years later, they're always, once it's on the internet, it's finished. You know, all of Hillary's emails are all out there. So because of that, mice are low after. They won't do a mice. But the Bureka Amre, that's something not traceable. You say to a guy, so-and-so said to write the get. And the guy comes back a year later. He says, what do you mean? That guy says he never said to write the get. Or, I don't know, he probably forgot. Or, we said so-and-so. We never said so-and-so. It was somebody else or whatever. I mean, so that already you don't feel that they can pin you down. If they don't feel they can pin you down, fine. So, the Bureka Amre. Now, this is why what occurred to us earlier as being obviously the same case. What's the difference if it's you or if it's others? Oh, all of a sudden makes a big difference, right? Because then, Omer l'shnayim, how about the case of Imru l'sofer v'yichtov v'atem chatomu? So now, atem chatomu, you said you can't hire Aiden to actually put their names on a forgery and sign it, right? So then what? So Rav Chisda says, even this is kosher v'lo te'aseh. Rabba Bar Chana Amar Kasher v'te'asesa. Then the question is whether, even though we said lo chashishu ledover zeh, but the point is that any allowance, this is a gzera of one step because of this other step, that's the point. We understand that you really theoretically cannot hire Edom to sign their own name on it, right? And therefore, there shouldn't be a problem of the case of you sign, which is why we brought this case before. Now the machloket over here is whether opening the door to Imru under any circumstances is dangerous. And therefore we'd have to be gozer even this case, despite the fact that it's not motzi to be able to hire Edim, because we don't want people to ever write a get unless it has been specifically commissioned by the husband. And that's the issue. So that's a machlokas whether we're gozer ad kedekach. So Rav Chisda says it's kosher, but even this case, lo taaseh. Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Kasher, in this case, not a problem, because they're not going to sign. Rav Nachman Amar Kasher V'lo Taaseh, Rav Sheshish Amar Kasher V'Taaseh, Rabba Amar Kasher V'lo Taaseh, Rav Yosef Amar Kasher V'Taaseh, and there are some that switch around these last two shittot. This is the way Rashi learns it. Others learn otherwise, but we'll do this, that the Rabba and Rav Yosef are switched. Now, we got to that last piece of the Mishnah where you tell 10 people, Kitvu Getlish. These were two different things. If you didn't say Kulchem, then one of them can write and two of them sign. If you said Kulchem, then one writes in the presence of all of them and the others all have to sign. So now, we have a bright. So it expands a little bit on the Inyan of the Mishnah that we wouldn't quite understand. Even though he's actually giving you a directive to all, but they are some based on this language of Ayyadei Kulam, learn that you have to get the permission from the others to be the one that's kosher. Because after all, what he was saying was, look, I want you all to be involved and make sure this is done properly. So you can't just stop, take it upon yourself, and then inform them. Okay, so it has to be Ayyadei Kulam. Not everybody learns like that, but I mean, it makes sense based on the entire structure of the sugya. If he says, Kulchem Ketovu, so then, Echad Kotev, this time it has to be Mamamat Kulam, because it means that he wants them intimately involved in every last facet. Even if you say, Holichu Get Liishti, and he says kuchem. If he didn't say kuchem, so fine, so one can be molech for them. But if he said kuchem olichu, then they all have to walk along with the guy that's holding the get to deliver the get. Iboilu. How about if he counts them, right? So he starts saying their names. There's 10 people there, and he says their names. Is that the same thing as saying all of you? So Ravuna says, I don't care. Mana eno kuchem. Saying their names is not the same as kuchem. Rabbi Yochanan b'Shem Rabbi Elazar says in Roma, Amar, mana is kuchem. And Rav Papa says, this is not that they're arguing. There's actually two different cases. One is where you mentioned every last name, and one is that you mentioned some of the names. Now, some say that it's in Hagisa, in that direction. Some say it's in Hagisa. In other words, some say that the way to understand the minui of the specific names is that the guy ran out of steam.
And just like et cetera?
No, so what he was saying is, okay, now Joe and George and Fred and Harry, you know, all of you, he wanted to start saying the rest of them, how the heck with it, you know, just handle it. So when you say, oh, the heck with it, so then you're pulling back on your idea that I want all of you. If I wanted all of you, I'd have finished. Since I never finished, I figured it's too much trouble, whatever. That's irrational. Right, so then that would be the case if you're a Mona Miktas, where we see that he clearly didn't care about Kuchen. On the other hand, you can say just the opposite. If Mona Miktas, these are the only ones that are important to him, and therefore it's not really a din in the same Kuchen. Atkin Rav Yehuda Begita, Rav Yehuda was mitakein in a get where there's a number of people that are involved, so it could be misconstrued as meaning specifically kuchem ktovu, right? So that what he should do is write someone right in the get. In terms of the psak halacha lamaisa, it's not to write but to say at that ma'amad, specifically to say the words, either all of you or any one individual of you, the way that we write in contracts today, to make sure that there's no confusion here about whether this is a joint account necessarily only together or whether it's the kind of things that you're always careful about. So you have to write okulchem, okulchad bechad min chom chatomu. Or in the case of shliach for holacha, okulchem, okulchre minchem. But if it's chatomu rather, okulchem, okulchre minchem. If it's ovilu for shliach holacha, it's okulchem, okulchad chad min chom. Oh my Rava, that's not a very good idea. This is Rava sheet all over. The more you have to put into a contract, the more likely it is that somebody's going to screw up and leave out an important word. And therefore, if you're trying to fix things, you try to make it fixable for dummies. And therefore, since Zimni de Goyes Leila Dibure, so somebody remembers, I'm supposed to write something about all and all. So Zimni de Goyes Leila Dibure, they'll only write Kulchem. So then he won't write Kochad Milchem. So then somebody, the Baal will come along and claim, no, it was specifically only all the signatures. There's only two signatures. And Lama Rava, to avoid this, leave the word Kochem out. What do you need to open the door to misconstrue? Just write Kochad Milchem Chatom, or Kochad Milchem is either rather Ketovu Kochad Minchon or Chatomu Kochad Minchon or Avilu Kochad Minchon, but avoid the word Kulchem so that nobody gets into trouble.
Is that a mistake? Is this trade or is that deliberate?
Where? Mm-hmm. Of course it's deliberate. Your Chatomu needs two witnesses. Chatomu Kochad Minchon. President's ready? Hadron Alacha Omer. Somebody who has been seized by a schizophrenic attack. So he says, Kitvu get me ishti, and he's feeling really depressed right now and so on. Lom baklum, that he is not considered to be shafui bedaato if he is currently undergoing a psychotic attack. And therefore, ignore it. And on the other hand, if a guy says, Kitvu get me ishti, and then he has an attack, b'chazukar baikus, and then v'chazar v'amar lo tichtavenu, during the time that he is not of full mind, He says, I'm canceling that. Ein devar av achronim klum. Ignore his last statement. The same thing would be true if a guy's nishtatek and he can't speak, and he said, and he's trying to deal with his wife, and they say, do you want us to write a get? And he says yes by moving his head up and down. Well, we first have to do three tests to see to it that he is clear about the meaning of moving his head and either up and down or back and forth. If on a question that he's to answer no, he says no. On a question that he's supposed to answer yes, he says yes. And this is done three times. Then we can assume that this is the equivalent of his netinat dat and arelu yichtavu v'yitnu. This, of course, has nothing to do with the first case. There's a case where a person had a stroke and he was a perfectly normal person, but he can't speak. He has a normal dot.
No, it's not a separation.
Who knows? Who knows? He had a stroke. He clearly has dot. Well, we're establishing he has dots, he just can't communicate.
Is this the
same cordial? No, that's what I just said. I said this obviously has nothing to do with the opening case of cordiacus. So what's this cordiacus jazz anyway? I mean, when you talk about cordiacus, these are names of shadim, right? So, I mean, the way that we refer to, the way that we refer to illnesses is we refer to it by a pathogen's name, you know, or whatever. I mean, some haven't been identified. Mental illnesses, we don't really have a clear-cut understanding of where it comes from. They isolated various mental illnesses with various shadim. So cordiacus is the name of a shade, but it's the name of an illness. I mean, the question of whether, you know, it could be represented by a shade is a separate, oh, where does it come from?
It's very
shady. Omar Shmuel, de ma'atzarta. This happens when somebody is bit by wine that is just starting to ferment, and it's still in the press, and this can affect your mind. So in a sense, I just say so. I mean, what do we have to get into this shade of Mishigas? Litme Mishina Shacho, Yain Chadash. I mean, if it's a kind of illness that we were able to trace to a simple physical act, why don't we just say so?
You drank this one?
Yeah. No, because if you want to use refuot that go against shadim, then you have to know the name of the shade. So Kamashman Darucha is called Kardiakus. Lamai Naf Kamina La Kamiya. If you're going to be writing a Kamiya, then you have to correctly identify the shade that the Kamiya gets rid of. Well, suppose you don't write a Kamiya, so what could you do? Oh, okay. You could eat a lot of really good red meat broiled, you know, and Chamra Marka and some well mixed wine. Omra Abaya, yeah, my mommy always told me, remember, this was not his mommy, but his stepmommy. So Omra Li Aim, Lashim Shabbat Yuma, if you had a sunstroke that is only today, right? So it's the same day that you got the stroke. Drink a lot of water. Kuzudamaya. If it's already 2 days old, now you're in trouble. So now you're going to have to also, your blood pressure is already elevated, and their treatment for blood pressure, as we know, was Sikure. They would... Actually, it works.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Is bloodletting, yeah. And batalata yume, if it's already 3 days, then you should be eating the bisrasum gagumre, some red meats broiled and so on, and chamra marka. Now, the shimsha atikta, where you've been carrying a fever for a long time over here, there's only one really good way of getting rid of it. Then we have secondary ways. And this will cure you for good if you survive it. So what you do is you take a chicken, it's got to be a black chicken, you rip it open, then you take a shaver, you know, you cut off a nice straight line in the middle of the guy's head, put the chicken on top of his head, and let it sit there until it starts to stink. And at this point, the guy's ready to die. Limchot v'leikum b'maya, and let the guy jump into some water and sit there at savore all the way up to his neck until he's convinced he's about to lose consciousness. Ad cholish alma. Then let him swim out and get out of there and take a seat. Now, if that doesn't work and you manage to survive, elo doesn't have to mean if that doesn't work. I mean, if you don't have the correct ingredients, but it's not that easy to find, you know, the black chicken. So elo, lechol karta, you can eat some lynx. leeks. And linchot v'leikum amayatzav argit is the same thing. I mean, eating a lot of leeks is almost as bad as having a chicken on your bald head. And then you can sit in the mayatzav argit, the chalashalma, same thing till you feel you're about to faint. Limit v'leislik v'leitiv. Now, for just l'shimsha in general, as we said, I'm just pointing out that there are two opposite approaches over here, because you could be affected by extreme cold, you got hypothermia, or vice versa. Now, the treatment is precisely the opposite treatment. Because if you're talking about heat, then I told you, you got to use bisva sumka gumi. Use red meat that's broiled on the fires, okay, in chamra marka. But if you've been affected by the snow, latalga, you need just the opposite. You need very shamein meat. So bisra shemena agume. So you need meat that's got a lot of fat in it. And chamra chaya. Then you use very, very...
Fatty white as opposed to red meat, muscle.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And chamra chaya. And a lot of wine that's not mixed. Really tough wine. Now, Reb Amram Chassida, he was in terrible arguments all the time in the house of the Reish Galuta. Because... as we know from many, many Gemaras, the servants of the Reish Galuta was like dealing with the mafia. And, you know, it's like Eged. Once you get into Eged, you know, so it's sort of like a thing, you know, your family gets in, nobody else can get that kind of position and so on. So here, obviously, that leads to corruption. So these guys were totally corrupt. Rav Amram Chassida had a tremendous amount of guts, and even though he was blind, and he would always get into fights with them. So it sometimes was so bad, he was staying there and so on, and they wanted to give him a tough time, they would see to it that they were hoping he would freeze to death, they would put him on ice, you know. So Avimaglaya Tilga. You know, then the next morning the guy, poor Varmram, is sitting there chattering, you know. So Omrale, my Nechale Lamar, how can we help you, sir? You know, you look like you need some help. You know, we'd be happy to bring you anything that you need to feel a little bit stronger. So he says to himself, look, I mean, whatever I'm going to say, they'll do the exact opposite, right? So he says, oh, I need some, like, really red meat, agumri and chamra marka, knowing that they would do just the opposite. And sure enough, that's what they did. Anyway, what happened was that Yalta, who was basically the daughter, married to Reb Nachman, she was the daughter of Reish Galuta, so she heard about the way he's being mistreated. She was Ma'ayla Levi Masuta. She brought him into this boiling hot public bath over there. Mukmila B'mayta B'masuta Adamapche B'mayta B'masuta B'avidoma. He had to sit in there. She made him sit in the hot water to try to get his body heat back up, till he was sweating so badly that Bamish, the water turned red like it was bleeding. And koi bisri pshite pshite, he would get these marks on his skin where the blood would look like it was all in one place. It looked like coins, some marks of, you know, round coins on his skin, pshite. When Rav Yosef would get chilled, he would put himself to work, and he would start working on the rechayim. That's heavy-duty work, grinding. Reb Sheshes worked as a builder, and he would yasip kishuri. He would start carrying these gigantic beams. And he says, you know, gedola melacha shebechamemet et ba'aleot. Good to do a good job. You work, you get warm, and everything's good.
Gets the blood circulating.
Omale Reish Galuta l'Reb Sheshes. So then the Reish Galuta once asks Reb Sheshes, my time elosoid, margabon, how come you never eat by me? Your servants are mafioso. I'm telling you that they could be feeding you Avram and Achai too. Omale, come on. Me, Amar, that's a ridiculous accusation. And Reb Sheshes was blind. He couldn't even see. Omale, okay, says Reb Sheshes, I'm going to prove it to you. Okay? He tells his personal valet, listen, go down to the kitchen, grab a leg from one of the things in the oven and bring it to me. So Zil Ginov Aitli Chadakara Michiyuta. So he goes. So then it's time for them to serve the meal. So they serve the meal, which of course is missing a leg. So he says to them, what in the world? First he says, bring me the meal, whatever you saw it was, sleeve, whatever it was. So they do, and it only has three legs, right? So a TV come in, they put it in front of him. He says, "This fascinating kind of veal we've got over here. Three-legged animal, huh?" So that's terrible. So they said, "Oh, well, we didn't bring the whole thing out." And obviously, they were chashish that one of them had, you know, grabbed the bite, and now it's going to look terrible to Resh Galusa. So they go ahead and they run out, grab a leg from a living animal, you know, and roast it up to look the same. And they put it down. "Oh, sorry, we didn't bring the whole thing." So he says to his valet, he says, "Give me the other one now." He takes the other one and puts it down. Now there's five legs. So Amalo, this is an even more interesting animal. It's got five legs. He obviously he proved it. It's very good.
Nice.
It's very interesting.
Make the accusation of a leg to stand on.
Amale, so the race blue said, okay, fine. So I understand your chashash. I'll tell you what, why don't we just make it right in front of you, and you can have your valet look at it, and everything will be fine. You won't have any chashash. We'll do the shechita, and they'll make it up, and so on. I mean, I feel terrible. You won't eat in my house. So, lev de kabe shami demar v'leichu. Omar le'lechai, fine. That's not a problem. So, they bring the table in front of them, and they bring this meat. Now, he was blind. And they've decided they're getting rid of this guy once and for all, you know? So they feed him dafka. There's a piece of meat that is on the thigh, where if you swallow it, you almost inevitably choke. You can't get out. So they bring that in front of him. So he knows that these guys are out to get him, right? So he, before he eats the meat, he feels through it. He sees that this thing is. He pulls it out and he wraps it in his handkerchief. Now he's eaten the butter the acha. So after he eats, say amrele. So he takes the whole piece that it's in. So it looks very weird because he's like, what's he trying to do? You know, grab a piece for his room. So they saw him doing that, right? And of course, they didn't know what it was that he put in there. So the servants say, "Somebody stole a silver cup. Uh-huh. Let's see what you got there." So Bahadi to come Ayne Vati Ashkahu the Krucha Besudre. So they find this thing there. So they say, "Chazimar de lo mecho kaboyla letzuran. You don't want to eat, you phony. You want to make problems. Why'd you take the meat that we serve you and you put it in a handkerchief in your pocket? You told the Resh Galusa you're gonna eat." Amarlahu, so he says, "I didn't want to say it, but I was about to eat and I caught that taste of tzarat in it. There was shechin in it. So I saw chivra." I'm really, "What? What are you, crazy? Chivra lo avdilani, not today." He says, no, I'm telling you, I have very fine taste. You go look at that or the rest of that animal. Botku beduchte. The Amr of Chista, if you find uchba b'chivra, chivra b'uchmata l'kutei, if you'll find discolored skin in this place, that it should be dark and it's lighter, vice versa, that is a simon that it's a lakuta in the, these are dire trefas, b'adukashkechu, sure enough, they find it. Now they look even worse. So that's it. Now they've really decided. We're sick of this guy. So they dig a hole right in the place where this blind man is supposed to be walking, and they cover it over with a mat so that as he walks, he falls into this hole and kills himself.
Why do they have to cover it? He's blind.
They figured somebody would, you know, somebody should have stopped him or seen him. Okay, so kikanafik korale bira v'shedleit sifte aloi. And they say to him, "Here, sir, come on this way over here, and, you know, we want you to be able to get to your room quickly and take a nice nap." So Rav Chista is behind him, and he goes, "So Nachal Rav Chista Me'achori." So there's a kid there. So Amar Le Yanuka Psokli Psukecha. What are you learning? I'm like, Netelecha Al Yamincha Al Smolcha. Don't walk. Amar Le Lishame. So he says to his valet, "Maika Chazita, what do you see?" Amale, I see this nice, beautiful mat that they have here as a carpet for you to walk on. Amale, don't touch it, not Amine. So the botar, the nafak, after he gets out, so Rav Chisda said, how did you know? Minav yadam are not to walk there. He said, well, first of all, you warned me. You know, what do you think, I'm stupid? I understood. So choda denokalima. Va'od, and then I went pasak liyanuka. The kid told me exactly psuka. And not to mention that I know who I'm dealing with. You think if they hadn't, I wouldn't have known that something was going to be wrong. The kashidi avdil mali. Rav Samar Zayin. No, that case is the same. I'm not mikasher v'lo te'aseu because of a gezerah ha'atua. So I need to learn to mikasher v'lo te'aseu. But what about the man yomer who holds kasher v'te'aseu? Ma'ik l'meima. Well, Rabbi Yosi basically outlawed all types of mealy. Tarte. He said both Omar. Vishmuel Sofa Kvasi Bakhara Palagale Bakhara said if he said Imru, it's okay according to Shmuel, but not according to Rabbi Yosi. Gufa. Omar Shmuel, Omar Rabbi, Alachak Rabbi Yosi, Damamila Lomim Sumashiach. Omar Fan of Rabshimba, Rabbi Nachash, Rabbi Meir, Vichanina Yishono Chokina, Rabbi Yosi, Mara, Rabbi Lomar, Alach Rabbi Yosi. Omar Shtokman, Ishtok. Believe me, Lora Yitzhak Rabbi Yosi. Malay Rahito Nimuko Imo, Betanya. Isi ben Yehuda, Ayamonesh Vachan Shel Chachamim. Rabbi Meir Chacham Vesofer. Rabbi Yehuda Chacham Lakish Yirtze. Rabbi Tarfon Gal Shel Gozim. Rabbi Yishmael Chanut Miozenet. Rabbi Akiva Otzer Balum. Rabbi Yochanan Benuri Kupat Arochelim. Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah Kupa Shel Besamim. Mishnat Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov Kav Venaki. Rabbi Yosi Nimuko Imo. Rabbi Shimon Tochen Arbeu Motzi Kimat. Ana. Mishakeach kima, umasha motzi, eno motzi ala subin. V'chein amar Rabbi Shimon, atalmidav banai, shanu minotai, shemidotai trumot mitrumot minotav shorbi akiva. Gufa amar lishnaim, imru la sofre v'yichtov, v'u leploni uplode v'yachtamu. Omer v'un amarav, kasher v'lo te'asesor b'Yisrael. Omer yulu l'Reb Nachman, v'Reb Nachman l'ulom yachet kasher, amai lo te'asesor b'Yisrael. Omer lechashin an shemet iskor eidim. ומיחשינו ותניה עדים החתומים על הסתימקח או על גטישה לא חשו חכמים לדובר זה. It's true that מעשה the sign לא אהבתי. We're only talking about דיבורה, דיבורה כאמרה. So how about אמר לשם אמרו לסופר ויכתוב ואתם חתומו? So if Christus says, okay, that's kosher, but even this is a gzera lo teaseh. Rabbi Ravuna אמר, no, this one already, עד כדי כך. This is kosher v'teyaseh. Rav Nachman kosher v'lo teyaseh v'shir v'kosher v'teyaseh. Rav Amar kosher v'lo teyaseh. Rav Yosef Amar kosher v'teyaseh. And some are mapichlu the sheet of Rav and Rav Yosef. Amar la'asar ha'kitvu. Tana Rabbanon Amar la'asar ha'kitvu getu tunu lishti echad kotev ha'yedei kulam. Kuchem ktovu echad kotev b'ma'amad kulam. Holichu get lishti echad molech ha'yedei kulam. Kuchem holichu echad molech b'ma'amad kulam. Iboilo, mana otam, maho. Rifun amar, mana eno kukuchem. Rabbi Yochanan, mishum Rabbi Lozit, amin Roma amar, mana ria kukuchem. Amar Rav Papa lo pligi. Hod mana kul, lod mana miksatayu. Armi ala haigis, varmi ala haigisa. Atkin, Rabbi Yodah begita de kukuchem, kitovu o kukuchem o kukuchad michem, chatomu o kukuchem o kukuchre minchom, o vilu o kukuchem o kukuchad chad minchom. Amarov, a bad idea. Because in the guys like the Dibure, and he'll only remember the Kuchen part, Velo Amar Kochad Minchon, Vyati Liv Sule, El Amarov, Ktovu, Kochad Minchon, Chatomu, Kochri Minchon, Ovilo, Kochad Minchon, without ever mentioning Kuchen. Adon Alacha Omer, Misha, Chazuka Daikas, Vamar Kitvu Getlishti, Lo Amar Klum, Amar Kitvu Getlishti, Vachazuka Daikas, Vachazavram Alok, Tichtavenu, Eindvar Avachronim Klum. A person who suddenly got a stroke in his nishtatek, from ulo nichtov get nishtachav yirkin berosho, but kino to shoshapa mimim amar, alav lav alenein arelu yichtavu v'yitnu. Michael Dikes on Shmuel denach ticham lachadata de ma'atzarta. So say so. Listen, mishin nashko, chayin chadash. Look, a mashman, da ol ruach, kur de kayan, shumal amar efkemina, le kamia, maya suta, biso sumka gumri v'chomra, marka, amrabai, amrali, aim, the shim shabbat yuma, just drink a lot of water. Matre yome sikure, but lati yome bisasun kagumre v'chamar marka. Meshim shatika, Leite Tarnagolta of Mate Vlikrishti Vere, Ulagalchel Mitsiata, the Reisha Vlutve Luya Venanche Luya Admisra. Then Linkot Velekum Bamaya at Savoria the Holish Almay Luya, Vilimodis Listed for late. Vilo, it's sort of easier to be Lichu Karte, Vilinkot Velekumaya at Savoria the Holish Almay Luya, Vilimod Velislake Velate. Lishimsha, it's Bissasum Gagume, as I said in Kamra Marka. But for chill, it's the Talga, it's the opposite. It's Bister Shmeina Gumi El Chamra Chaya. Ravamra Chasidic, Ave Mitzara, and Labeirish Galuta, Ave Mavnele Atilga. Lamochar Omerle, what would you have us bring you, sir? Anything you like. Omar, why? Hani Kodi Aminulum Bepichapche, anyway. So Omar, I need Bister Sunka Gumi El Chamra Marka. And I tell you, Bister Shmeina Gumi El Chamra Chaya. Shama Yalta, this horrible story, Ma'ilah Levi Masuta, Ukele Bemayat Be Masuta, Adam Afti Mayat Be Masuta, Ridoma, the Koi Bisra Pshite Pshite. Rav Yosef, Yasek Berechaya to warm up, Rav Sheshes was Yasek Bekashure, Omer Gidola Melachashim Mechamemet et Ba'aleha, Omer Leresh Galuta Rav Sheshes, my time Elo Soid Margabon, Omer Alei, what, by your mafia, what? Lo Ma'alu Avdi, Chashiri Evri Menachai. Oh, come on, me Yemar. Okay, I'll show you. Ashtu machmir lecha. Omer Shami still gino vaitele chod akar b'chiyuta. Aitele. Omer lo adum ele adum el chiyut. Aite tlat kar yoti v'kami. Omer lo hu, fascinating. Habala chalosh raglayimu. So they ran, posuk aite chod ami amo, oti v'kami. Omer lo Shami, give me that, will you? Otvi nami lach didach. Otva. Omer lo, very interesting. I bought Chamesh Arvoy, my boy. Omar Lei, okay, fine, I admit it. And so Yochi loved the Kami to Shami Demar Golechel. Omar Lei, fine, great idea. So Krivu Taka Kamei, what the Kamei Bisra, Votiva Kamei Ristana the Chanka Chamt Gashi Sheva Shako, and Karche Besudri. Lobot at Ocho, Amr Lei Igniv Li Katlon Kiasa the Kaspa, Barit Kamei Nevi Atesh Kuchut Kruch Besudri. Omar Lei Chazir Malom Mechal Kaboy Lutzuran. Amalo Anna Mechal Achle, but you want me to poison myself? Tami be time in the chivra. Chivra! Ah! Chivra lo avilan eidna. Amalo, take a look. Both could be duchte. Yom rechista uchma, vechivra buchmata, in the place where this piece is taken, is lakuti, bodukash kachua. So kika nafi karle bira, veshadale tzifte lui. Finally, sir, please, we've made red carpet treatment for you. Leinach, so nocha le refkista meachure. Amar le yenuka psokli psukech. Amar le teilecha yemina mincha zmalcha. Amar le shami maika chazita. Amar le tzipita de shadi. Amar le hadar mine lebata denafka. Amar le refkista minavi yadamar. Amar le choda denocha limar. Vaod the pasuk le yenuka psuka. Vaod the chashiri avdi lelo malo.